This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and welcome to the show on the Auto Repair Podcast Network that is focused on elevating our speaking, communication, and leadership skills. In our episode today, I'm going to discuss my recent trip to Las Vegas, where I attended Apex and SEMA. Boy, did I have a good time connecting with some of my friends, colleagues, some from overseas. There'll be a great episode of Town Hall Academy on with Carm as hosting my friends from Australia. So many good times, good dinners, good interactions with people across the board. But I'm going to say this. With Apex and SEMA both happening during the week, something fundamentally has shifted in my experience at this event. Apex has always been the spot where I primarily will focus all of my meetings and look forward to seeing most of my network and friends. But this time, SEMA was where it seemed like all of the action was, whereas Apex felt a little quieter. Podcast booths downstairs, behind Joe's garage, tucked away out of sight. Whereas in previous years, I remember my first year, Carm's booth, main foyer right there. And that was like this focal point. You would go to this spot, you would have this large space where people would connect and meet off and then go and see the things in the room. It felt very different this time. Now, if you don't know the difference between Apex and SEMA, let me explain that for you. First off, Apex is really more of the repair show. This is the Automotive Aftermarket Products Expo, maintenance and repair of existing vehicles. This is the bread and butter, like minivans, sedans, work trucks, ADAS, alignments, calibrations, and diagnostic tools, and all the types of things like the real work of work that we face in the aftermarket in terms of repairing the vehicles that are actually driving down the road. SEMA is a performance show. That's the Specialty Equipment Market Association. That's performance products. It's customization, accessories. It's an enthusiast world. That's sexy stuff, right? Whereas the repair element, that should be my world. I'm a repair specialist. SEMA is not my world, but it's right next to it. That's where everyone is going, though. And this is a real problem. I do believe what I've talked to with so many in my network, a lot of the vendors didn't do a booth at Apex this year. Autoflow, Chris and I were one of them, but we didn't do a booth at SEMA either. We were just walkabout and we had our own suite and we made appointments with clients to come up to the suite. We do interviews with them, have conversations with clients. It was great. I feel like my entire network, those that are listening to this show, especially those who sponsor this show, I really feel Apex should still be the place. But have we all been sort of enticed into the scene at SEMA? The size, the traffic, the fanfare? I think I captured this a little bit, that is absolutely the case. And we did, of course, go to SEMA. Chris and I brought our colleague Scott Werner with us. He's our VP of marketing at Autoflow. Scott's a first timer at this event. He's newer to the automotive industry in general. So we had to show him what we mean when we say SEMA is huge. Well, after seeing quite enough of SEMA in a very short period of time, we were walking back. We decided to walk back because the crowds were so thick that we would be standing in the train anyways. It would be too much. And as we're walking back, there's a burnout competition happening in the main front section there of SEMA out in the parking lot. Just massive noise, smoke rising from the parking lot. It's insane. And there's literally stands around where these burnout competitions are occurring. And people are standing the smoke of the rubber and there's fire crews putting out fires and all. It's a spectacle to behold. And this is playing out as we are walking away. But I did turn around and I snapped a couple of pictures of the rising smoke coming from this space because it was a pretty monster burnout that was occurring there. And in the image is my boss, CEO Chris Cloutier, and I took three shots of it. And when I got home, it was so funny. I was uploading some of my pictures. I had one, two, and three pictures of this moment. And it totally reminded me of this era. And I'll put it on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see this image sequence, which I did have to put into something of a meme format anyways. image one, right? It's like, you know, the cool guys don't look at explosions type memes where like the heroes cause some massive explosion behind them and they just sort of walk away. Yeah. Well, this first image is sort of kind of reminded me of that. Chris just walking away from this burnout competition, the smoke rising behind us. And then image two is like, sort of just turned his head to the side. But now image three, like, okay, maybe we'll sneak a little bit of luck. He turned around and looks at the noise in the thing. It was really noisy, echoing through the streets. It was crazy. But isn't that so picturesque of what we are actually speaking about here? I feel like that's the thing. It's like, SEMA's an interesting place. You have to see it. It's so interesting to see it because there's such a depth to the things in this industry. But what does it mean when everybody from Apex is starting to put their booths over there? And that's now a place that if we want to see those individuals, we have to go to that spot. And so this will be the topic of our conversation today. And I do have a word of the day today as well, as we do in each episode. And the word for today is abnegation. And we'll define that word for you after we hear a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible.
With the Institute's coaching, leave a legacy that endures. Foster careers and drive community impact. Start your journey today at weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Autoflow is your partner in technology. With Autoflow, enhance your client interactions in a single thread before, during, and after the visit. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call Shop Dog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com.
Supercharge your auto shop with Inbound, AI-powered communication analytics and phone service for your professional shops. Visit callinbound.com. Are you passing along credit card fees to your customers? No one likes that. Express is the only 0% fee alternative to credit card surcharging. Visit myexpress.io.
All right, we are back, and our word of the day is abnegation, and that is a noun. It's the act of renouncing or rejecting something. And there's a couple of ways that we could use this. One of the ways that I thought about using this in a sentence here, okay, this is going to fit my thesis for this episode as well. True progress requires abnegation. Vendors practicing deliberate renunciation and fanfare to collaborate in building the focused, purposeful trade show environment that serious professionals need. And after we've conducted our business, had our meaningful meetings, built our partnerships, then we can pop out to SEMA and behold the spectacles. Or not. I have had years where I do not visit the SEMA portion of the show. It's just not super necessary for me. But I'm not really one of those enthusiasts in this category. So let's talk about this. Why are some of the vendors saying, hey, SEMA's where it's at? And this has been happening across a series of several years. I've skipped a couple of events where I haven't been in Vegas for this event for reasons like family events and weddings and our family vacation over to Sedona instead of going to Apex SEMA. That was really great too. But the vendor feedback is really simple. I'll put it into two specific points here. SEMA, high booth traffic, but low quality conversations. Apex, lower foot traffic, higher quality conversations. This is a little more nuanced than that, but I think that pretty much sums up the experience for most. A lot of the vendors that do end up going to SEMA really like the idea of all the traffic to kind of get the word out and maybe be discovered. Whereas the people at Apex, generally speaking, it's more focused. People know where to find us and you still get discovered. It's just less foot traffic in that area. There's not a lot of spectacle at Apex. Now, where I feel and why I'll hold my original statement here, I feel like a lot of the vendors and people in my network, coaching firms, you name it, I think they really do belong in Apex. That is the spot. I wish it still was. I hope it will be again. That is the spot because it just seems strange when like friends with in the software side of the business too, when you have your software booth and just around the corner from you is where they have suburban combat vehicles that have been customized with gun ports. Oh my goodness. There's just a big difference in what we're actually focusing on here. And when I looked around at all the booths in there, I see race car simulators were like the thing this year over at SEMA. Every single booth had like this race car simulator. It didn't matter where you were, outside, inside, hall A, hall B, C, east, west, south, north, doesn't matter. Like, oh, hey, it became kind of a joke as I was walking through talking with Chris and Scott. And I was like, hey, look, you can drive a race car in that vendor's booth. Neat. Is that really capturing any attention? Is it unique anymore? It's spectacle. It's noise. And then I started saying another thing. I started feeling like, I think Scott was tired of hearing me say this. Man, this is just like social media. It's like physical manifestation of social media. It's like, here's the thing I might be actually looking for it right in front of me. But oh, by the way, there's this other thing off to the side, distracting from the more meaningful connection. And that's where my heart breaks a little bit when I see the spectacle that is SEMA and the gravity that it has towards pulling people who are hopefully there to conduct meaningful business and make meaningful connections. And I'm not saying that you can't make meaningful connections. I'm just saying, if that's where we have to go to have them, is it the best place that we should be bringing people to meet? I don't think so. I just don't think so. For me in the past years, and I did this already, it was episode 64, How I Met Chris and Why You Should Go to Apex. I was thinking, like, if that scene in 2017 that made it possible for me to meet the person that would become a leader and influencer in my life, change my career trajectory, if I hadn't met at the more focused events at Apex of that year, what if it was fast forward 2025, and the first time I ever went was Apex Today? Would that meeting have ever happened? These are hard things to answer, but my sense is it's less likely now than it was then for those sort of meaningful interactions to occur. Why? Apex in the past felt far more concentrated for the type of network connections in my specific field, the aftermarket auto repair sector. It was more concentrated. I mean, I was bumping shoulders with just about everybody I would hope to meet that I had seen interviewed in Carm's podcast in those early days, especially where it was so instrumental to know who's who. And it was the only podcast around and it wasn't so noisy out there. My goodness, it has changed. And I realize evolutions are going to occur too, but I wonder if there's some way that we can recapture that magic that was Apex in the past and get that back again. So I'll say this again. This is a little bit like social media to me. I have left Facebook, as my listeners, our loyal listeners here will be familiar. And that makes it very difficult to market anything that I want to do. I don't have that audience now that I once did. I've left that space on purpose. I have, recognizing there will be struggle. But the fact is, when I want to have a meaningful interaction with anyone or have anything to say, I don't want you to have to go there to hear it. And so leaving that environment towards a more focused environment, like for me, it's this podcast or webinars I do with Autoflow or maybe occasional LinkedIn posts, those things matter more. Maybe a space that's yet created that will be more valuable yet, that'll be free of noise or distractions. Something that's very much on my heart and the heart of others that I'm speaking to. So hopefully we'll have something else for you in the future.
Looking to take your shop to the next level of quality service, team culture, and overall profitability? At the Institute, we provide personalized coaching that aligns with your goals of financial stability, excellent customer service, and employee satisfaction. Our priority is helping you establish significant and sustainable progress. We work with you to create strategies that reduce the stress of running your business, improve your quality and performance, and optimize your profitability. Experience the benefits of professional coaching by visiting weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Hey friends, as you know, I'm a proud member of the Autoflow team, and let me tell you, we've changed how business is done for auto shops everywhere. We support your client experience before, during, and after the work is done. Imagine this: timely updates sent directly to your clients, branded digital vehicle inspections, and seamless communication from start to finish. That's why shops love Autoflow. And hey, with those 5-star reviews rolling in, you'll wonder how you ever managed without us. take an important next step and take your auto shop to the next level. Visit www.autoflow.com. Get on board with an AutoFlow trial.
Want to see your auto repair shop thrive? Are you looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Let ShopDog Marketing be your guide. Our customer-first approach, combined with AI-driven creative content, ensures top rankings. Dominate mobile-first and voice search with our specialized expertise. Reach out to ShopDog Marketing today and start growing your business. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com.
Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected, while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound for proven expertise and unmatched innovation. Visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make.
Credit card surcharging sounds effective, but is the single most damaging action to your shop in the last decade? If you're surcharging, you're tarnishing your reputation and losing customers as we speak. Express is the only 0% fee option to surcharging that your customers already know how to use. No tricks, no hidden fees. Just a smarter way for auto shops to keep what's yours and do right by your customers. Book a free consultation with Express today by visiting myexpress.io and see how the most successful shops in the country are flipping the script on credit card processors.
I look at it this way, like vendors over at SEMA, racing simulators in the booth. Are we talking about software or are we playing video games? Is it just the simple marketing ploy to try to say, hey, come here, play the game, get the best lap, win a prize, and hey, maybe we'll talk about software too? Is that the game today? Is that what it takes in order to frame a meaningful connection? I hope not. I really hope not. So this phrase, like, this is like social media, I think this is a repeated observation that bears some thought as we consider what trade expos should look like in the future. Vendor booths and everything else, I have different uses for those. AutoFlow, for us, we use booths in some shows and not in others. Very strategic. They're very expensive. For those of you that have never been a vendor, different shows, they can be extremely costly. But the thing is, if I had to count on a race car simulator to be in my booth in order to capture attention, and like that's what I decided to do, my simple ethical dilemma is this: is that adding to the noise? I don't feel like it's good to add to the noise in order to try to stand out. It just makes a dinner table conversation where the voices all get to the point where everybody's yelling and we need to hit reboot at some point just so we can actually hear each other at all and carry a softer tone as we go through the rest of the night. You know what I mean? If you've ever been at one of those loud dinner tables, I just don't want to see people become part of the problem is where I'm going with this. And so that is what the stakes are as well. As I mentioned, episode 64, How I Met Chris at 2017 at Apex. This was a conversation that changed everything for me. Meeting led to what I do now, the podcast network, my current work at AutoFlow, my network at all. A major milestone moment in my life. And walking around Apex this year, I kept thinking, could this have happened today? And could I have had that focused, meaningful conversation? Would Chris and I have ever even found each other in the current environment? So as I'm thinking about what should happen, let's think about first, what would happen if Apex loses its identity entirely? I think that would be a terrible consequence to this. Apex and SEMA have occurred at the same time each week, but now what I'm seeing happen is, why not everyone be at SEMA? And the why not to me seems very, 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 very clear. Joe's Garage, that is a key feature of Apex. This year, I noticed a lot of the same type of things inside of Joe's Garage. ADOS, 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 ADOS. By the way, if that's not a hint on some of the things that you ought to be paying attention to in the industry, then please pay attention. But it's downstairs. Most of the Apex events I remember in the past, the main stuff was always upstairs. There's some practical reasons Joe's Garage can't be upstairs. I believe it has mostly to do with the lifts that are in the ground in order to actually lift vehicles up and do the hands-on demonstrations that Joe's Garage has been known for. I didn't see as many of the hands-on demonstrations this year. It didn't feel like any focused events. Now, I happened to arrive at a time where there was an award ceremony happening. I saw Dwayne Myers from Dynamic Automotive. He was hosting an event. I saw Tara Topol there, and they were talking about some people winning awards. Pulled out my camera, was doing some filming. But I wouldn't have found that event if I didn't happen to be there. And I bet a lot more people would have been there and been able to celebrate in that moment had they known about it, or had it been not tucked away downstairs far from where people naturally flow. So, hey, Joe's Garage, cool spot, but is it a little inconvenient? And then combine that with the fact that it's been surrounded now by foreign brands that are not even marketed in English anymore. And then behind all that is the podcast. Then all on the other side, we have concessions and food, overpriced water bottles, $7. One bottle of water. Oh my goodness. I think it needs to be thought about. And I'm excited to hopefully see some more conversations unfold about what that's going to look like, because I think that it is absolutely going to hit a tipping point so we don't see a death spiral of a space that I thought was really in a sea of chaos in Las Vegas, a sacred space where we could once meet. I remember my coach, Bob Greenwood, meeting at Karm's booth in the upper foyer area, signing names on our images on the poster that Karm provided for those who were going to be there in attendance, creating such a unique experience to a focal point of meeting. It was great. But if Apex diminishes and loses its relevance, as vendors chase SEMA's crowds, meaningful connections or conversations, what if those disappear entirely? What if the unsexy, essential work of keeping vehicles running becomes invisible? So that leaves us where we are today. Companies like Autoflow, we've already adapted. We did no booth at all this year. We just, Chris, by having owning shops, he attended as a buyer. I have media credentials since Karm is also my boss this year. Tracy, anyways. I will say this too. Meaningful connections, by no means dead. Not trying to discourage that at all. Frankly, one of my favorite events was, I think it was Thursday morning. I forget what day it was. One of the mornings, the Women in Auto Care breakfast, watching Tracy receive an award for excellence in that group. Wow, that was great. Got to see her give a speech and everything else as the producer of this show. Super proud to be there and observe and watch that along with so many of our friends. And that was a good focal point. That sort of thing was well advertised ahead of time. And it was in the typical ballroom section of where the Apex Hall is at the Venetian, a familiar area if you've been to the show. So this is where a lot of traffic moves through that hallway as well. And it is still a lot of traffic moving through that hall. But what we had to do this year was schedule a lot of appointments and interviews in private suites. That's what we were doing. So we tried to gain some control in a little bit of a chaotic environment for those actual conversations to occur and dinners. And I'm also thankful that Promotive and Auto Shop Leader also had a party that night. Promotive is also one of the sponsors of our partners here on this channel. There was a neat party. There were lots of the who's who and the friends that I know. And it was just such a great time being able to get to that on one night as well. Now, the solutions and the reality here. This is just Craig opinion. But I really do believe that that upper foyer at Apex again needs to be more for gathering and meeting. They had live music in it this year, which was it created a nice vibe. And yeah, cool. But that was like this, you're passing by this thing. It felt like almost like an airport, live music in the airport. You're just moving through. It's transient and it's right by the taxis that are going to take you to SEMA. That is a space that we can use and should be able to use as a launching point to the other things there at Apex. I think that is a lot better. Downstairs, that shouldn't necessarily have to be where Joe's Garage is. If the lift's holding us back, maybe Joe's Garage needs to be thought out. We want that main level. There's so many things that can still be hands-on. Most of us know what the cars feel like on the racks, so we don't necessarily need to have the cars on the racks. Some of those demos are really cool, but maybe we have to just figure out some other solutions for that upstairs, because that upstairs hall, I remember it being great. And I want it to be great again. I really think that's a good thing. And downstairs should be reserved for the foreign, non-English stuff. You having those interspersed between things creates a strange discontinuity. And I think we need to keep that continuity and keep that concentration so that like for like, we can find our way through that stuff. And if you want to go walk through the things you can't read, you can go and do that. We need to organize for purpose, not for spectacle. I really do believe that the SEMA spread, it's not going to be beneficial for most people that are thinking about having a booth, any vendors that are new to this. or anybody expecting to attend Apex and SEMA hoping to find specific vendors. There are vendors I was hoping to find at SEMA and I could not find. So keep that in mind. Now, if nothing changes, I do believe if it doesn't just turn into more booths at SEMA, more vendors will simply opt out, more private suites, more scheduling, or maybe different events in different cities. I do not want to see that. I think Apex needs to stay relevant. And SEMA, it's so oversaturated. I think that'll eventually lose value too. But hey, it's a spectacle to behold. So go there when you want to have fun. As far as for you, next year, I hope you do get a chance to go. This is an event that I feel all of the players in the industry are there in some capacity. I hope it's a little more focused next year. If you do get to go, pay attention to that as you get through. But overall, I will say this. Getting the opportunity to do some podcasting with my friends from overseas, getting to meet several of our good clients, priceless, priceless meetings. The fact that the industry does try to meet as many of us as possible in 1 week, pretty cool. Doesn't need to be in Las Vegas. Someday, I hope not, personally. But for the foreseeable future, that's where it'll be. And I just hope we can start to have more meaningful connections again at Apex with our network, where they belong. Thanks for listening. And hey, if you had an experience at Apex or something similar, or you think I'm just out in left field on this, give me your thoughts. I'd be curious to know if you had a hard time meeting some others, or if you have some things related to this that or suggestions that would make Apex great again for next year. Not that it wasn't great this year. It was still really great. I'd love to hear those thoughts. Please reach out to me. Speak up at craigoneill.net. O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L. I love hearing your thoughts, any topics that are of interest to you. And if you have any topics you would like to speak up about here on the show, as always, please listen to some of the other shows here on the Auto Repair Podcast Network. Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. Those are the shows, folks. And once again, thank you to our sponsors who make this show possible. It was great seeing some of you on the ground in Las Vegas as well. Thank you, our loyal listeners, for joining us. Now get out there, listen up, speak up, and meet up with intention.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about.